Welcome to the podcast that teaches you how to transform your life and your business. Here is your host, Rick Hyland, and this is CI for Life.
Welcome to another CI for Life podcast and video. Today, we're going to talk about the motivating power of recognition. For those of you listening on podcast, I'll review a PowerPoint deck. And if you want a copy of it, just email me at rickh@ciforlife.org. Let me share my screen and we'll actually go through the material today. As always, I'm sharing this because of the power of the clients that I'm learning so much from and the opportunities that I see to improve. So we're going to talk today, as I mentioned, about the power of positive recognition, using it as a tool to help your employees accomplish their goals rather than waiting till it's they've achieved a goal to give them recognition. The agenda today, we're going to talk a little bit about change and the change bell curve. I'm going to introduce the idea of different ideas of change that could be impacted, the importance of shining a light on what's important, and a story about Jack Welch and Stephen Covey, the importance of catching people doing things right, and some recognition examples. And then hopefully you end this session with thinking about how you can implement this in your business. So first of all, the change curve. As you can imagine, those of you who are listening, just a bell curve. And on the left-hand side is 20% of the people in change. Most often when you're introducing a new idea or a new change, whether it be lean, whether it be bottom-up business reviews, whether it be one-on-one coaching, a new ERP system, whatever it be, 20% of the people think it's a brilliant idea. Great idea. Why didn't you do this before? 60% are in the middle, on the fence, just seeing where this goes. And then 20% of the people in change are critiques or naysayers, or this is a stupid idea. You should never waste your money on this. We could have done that. And so often leaders, managers, and change focus on the 20% naysayers or the 20% loud voices naysayers. And that often stops them from implementing change or thinking it's not a good idea. Where what I'm going to suggest to you today is that using positive recognition, don't start with the 20% that are naysayers. Start with the 20% that are for the change, that think it's a great idea. Shine a light, give them lots of reinforcement, and that will help the 60% as they evaluate this and what's going to happen. That'll allow that 60% to come on and buy into the change. And then eventually you might need to deal with correction or a performance plan on those 20% if they're not on the far side of change, that are angry or think it's not a good idea. But please don't stop your change initiatives because you have 20% complaining, and don't start with them. Start with your winners. Start shining a light on positive performance. So here's just an example. If you're watching this on video, this is an example of one of the changes we often are building in organizations is how to get them KPI focused with leading and lagging indicators, how to use that once a month in bottom-up business reviews, not with the boss or the CFO telling people how they're doing, but each individual talking about their own commitments in KPI format, baseline, actual, target, trend. As you can see here, those that are watching on this graph, and then the importance of having highlights and action plans to improve. This is just an example of a change that we're trying to drive in many organizations to help them be more effective and efficient in their leadership and accomplish their goals in less time and less stress. So, or we could be talking about an ERP system, whatever it is. The importance is whenever you've got a change, focus on the positive, work with those that are embracing it, get lots of light and reinforcement and recognition for those individuals in change. Quick story, in the 90s, I took some aerospace clients in Dallas, Texas to what was at the time, two of my heroes in the business context. One was Stephen R. Covey. It was a 2-hour lunch and learn. And the other was Jack Welch. And if you remember back then, those of you that aren't old enough to remember, General Electric and Jack Welch, as the CEO, was the Amazon of the day. was the Apple of the day, was the Google of the day. They were the ones beating the stock market by 20, 25%. And a lot of the things that Jack Welch did, as captured in the book, Winners, or Winning, I think it's called, a lot of best practices. And one of it was how he got change to happen. So at this lunch and learn, someone asked the question of Jack, how do you do it? How do you get these new initiatives off the ground, get results from them, and make an impact for your business? For example, he was credited with one of the first to actually get Lean Six Sigma enterprise-wide. And so someone asked the question, how do you do that? And Jack said, very simply, I just shine a light on what I want. And of course, the questioner said, well, could you explain more? He said, yeah, when I see the behaviors, processes, and results that I want, I shine a light on it. Well, Jack, what do you mean by that? How do you shine a light? Well, at the CEO level, that meant, you know, those people and teams that were showing the right behaviors and processes and eventually results, I put them in my monthly newsletter. The big winners, I put in my annual newsletter. And then he talked about, you know, and the really successful executives, I send their families to Disneyland at the end of the year. And everyone chuckled, like, we don't always have those kind of budgets. But the principle was fantastic on how to use the power of positive recognition, of positive light to those individuals, those teams that have the right behaviors, processes, and results. Shine a light on what you want. Does that make sense? Let's go a little deeper on this. So what I'm calling for is no more general attaboys. Attaboys don't work. Attaboys are not authentic when they're very general. It has to be very personalized and, more importantly, very specific and hopefully immediate. And so what I'm asking for is leaders to focus on improvement. For example, on KPIs, when they're moving off their baseline, use positive recognition or shining a light on that to help them get to the goal. Too many leaders are still thinking this old school way. We pay them good money when they hit their safety goal, when they hit their sales goal, when they hit their operational goal, then we'll recognize them. Wrong. You're not using recognition as a motivating tool. You're just using it when they achieve their goal. Use the power of positive recognition as a motivating force. Catch them as they're going off baseline. Recognize the new behavior. When they started to track it in a different way or share visual management at their production areas or operation areas, shine a light on that. Reinforcement. Catch people doing things right. And that gets away from, you know, if you do a general attaboy to somebody and these things, well, I showed up late for 10 minutes and I just got an attaboy from my boss or I haven't hit my results. So be very specific in your recognition. Love the way you started this new behavior. Love the way you were first one to put up the performance board and start tracking your leading indicators. Catch people doing things right. Instead of, you know, we're often talking about, oh, frontline individuals, technicians aren't filling out their time cards, aren't filling out their safety cards, aren't filling out their whatever work orders properly. Oh, how can we punish them? No, that's focusing on the far end and those that aren't playing. Let's focus on those that are playing, are doing well. Shine positive light on them and then see how many people can get excited, get on board when they see management attention and recognition, both tangible and intangible, going to the people that are showing the right behaviors and attitudes. Start there, then worry about the folks that aren't later. So another slide here, I've got a picture of parents teaching their child, the little toddler, how to walk. And of course, how do we teach them to walk? When they walk perfectly, the very first step, then we get goo goo gaga all excited, right? No. Anybody that's taught a child to walk, it's amazing watching parents and grandparents as they even take that first half stumble. It's ooh, ah, and so much excitement and reinforcement that the child wants to try it again. And that's what we're not toddlers, but the same principles apply as leaders, as you're trying to motivate people to start new things, to try new things, don't just re-expectation them or re-negative consequence them. Focus on sincere and specific, catch them doing things right. Use tangible, intangible recognition. Recognize even the smallest improvement. And the next chart I have shown here is just examples of tangible and intangible recognition. For example, on the tangible side, it could be a pay raise, a cash bonus, some points, gift cards, gym memberships, free merchandise, food basket, whatever it might. On the intangible, not tangible side, it might be praise from the manager, praise from peers, company-wide recognition, admittance to a new training program, admittance to a coaching program, flexible work hours. You know, there's a lot. Be creative. Make it personalized. Make it specific to the behaviors you want. Had a leader yesterday when I was teaching this principle in a one-on-one coaching call say, man, that's a great idea. When I go on my site visits, I'm actually going to think through what I want to look for and reinforce. What are the behaviors, processes, and results I want to look for? People start tracking their leading indicators on a whiteboard and making it visible. People buying in and using the ERP system properly or filling out their work order properly. I'm going to look for those things today and give some very specific praise and catch people doing things right. Isn't that powerful? Summary of the learnings from this particular session. By the way, I think my next one's going to be on radical candor. How do we combine this powerful performance ideas of both positive recognition and still giving radical candor? Our people, our business, our shareholders, our stakeholders deserve both. Catch people doing things right and provide radical candor so that we can all get better, so that they can get better. I saw this at some Five Guys stores. I'm an advisor there, an investor in the Canadian Five Guys stores. And I was lucky enough to get a tour with Parjeet. I'll probably mention her again, and Sarv. And boy, they just every day, and they have some very good metrics on them, how they're treating their customers and the cleanliness of their store. And every day, those employees get feedback and radical candor and recognition for those little small things around a tidy store, about lights working, about clean tables, about smile at the counter. I mean, that combination of radical candor and positive feedback is powerful for change, right? We often, well, we need to share a new expectation or we need to punish. What if every day we use the power of positive recognition and radical candor? Anyhow, summary of today. Focus on the positive to drive change, particularly as you're starting something new. Catch people doing things right. Shine a light on what you want. A business system or any change needs specific feedback and positive feedback to grow. Recognize small incremental improvements to help them improve off baseline. And remember that in positive recognition, different strokes for different folks. Some people love positive recognition in front of the group. Some people would prefer it privately. Some people enjoy tangible, non-tangible. Find the right for your people. But don't let that be an excuse not to practice, not to try to catch people doing things right. Use the power of positive recognition. Shine a light on what you want. Be intentional as you're using positive recognition. Hope that out of this discussion today, you've, as always, developing an action plan so that you can think about how you can implement some of these ideas in your business. Anyhow, hopefully this was helpful today. I always like to keep them very short. Remember, we're trying to help executives and leaders drive change, exceed their goals with less time and less stress. Today is a tough economy. We need to remember to honor our employees when they start showing those new behaviors, those new changes, and keep encouragement flowing, and that balance between radical candor. But I'll talk about that more next time. Until next time, continuous improvement for life.